This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen on the air every week with an overview of what's going on in the American family farmers world. This program is aimed at helping family farmers, businesses run by family farmers, and the locavores. It becomes sometime a discussion of farm, family, food, with the emphasis on the farm. And because I'm a dairy person, I've been around cows all my life. Milk cows, birthed cows, raised cows. So I kind of know what's going on in the dairy department. And there are, according to some people anyway, a lot of good things for dairy. I want to go through where we are right now. And then we're going to spend some time focusing on the need for pure water, that sort of thing, how it affects the farm, the farmers. So we'll get to that after we talk about where we are in dairy in America. You've heard me many times if you listen to this program every week. With regularity, I take shots at the government because they have been in no small way. Well, I shouldn't say the government. Well, government and politicians together, that synod is a mess and has created nothing but havoc in the world of the family farmer, destroying many of them with their policies without caring because they're just interested in who gives to their campaign. And a lot of the big entities, Cargill, ADM, Bayer, now they own Monsanto, all over the place, DFA, the dairy outfit, the Sweezer family, owning and operating about 74, controlling 75-76% of the fluid milk supply in the country, all bad for the family farmer. So if you look back over the past 4 years, the challenge for dairy producers has been not only fighting against what DFA wanted to do, the FDA, but also Canadian milk from China. Oof, this past year was probably the most difficult one of all, the lowest prices in terms of how you stack it up year to year with cost comparisons based on inflation. Low prices, low export markets, trade wars galore. But there seems to be some hope on the horizon, and that's what I'm going to report to you on now as I look over the scene here. Global milk supplies have not dwindled as we would like to have thought they would. Plant-based milks, which aren't milk, trying to hijack the market, almond milk. Give me a break. Soy, it's not milk. It's not milk unless it comes from a mammary gland. I noticed that I was in a Trader Joe's yesterday, and they've changed it. They're not calling it almond milk anymore. Somebody's listening. They call it almond liquid food source. Some other stupid thing like that. But it's not milk. But yet people are buying that stuff instead of milk, and that's what's caused a problem. The European Union, the dairy products that they've been stockpiling, dried powdered milk, that sort of thing, that has changed the international marketplace, but that's changing too. The analysis of the forecast for this year, perhaps late in the year, second half of the year, fourth quarter maybe even better, it'll find you, if you're a dairy person, getting a modest increase. If you've been able to survive, the gradual price improvement will be maybe a buck and a half, a hundred weight, which isn't a lot, considering I think we were down in some sectors in the pools for about 1450 a buck. Around here is 1650 in New England and Northeast, but it's just it's mind-boggling how these guys can screw this all up the way they have. What a mess. So anyway, the farm bill, the 2018 farm bill, has helped a lot of dairy people, or so they say, although the government shutdown seems to have affected that to a certain extent. So what does it mean for dairy? The new bill includes overhauled risk management programs that are more affordable and accessible for people in dairy. The new insurance product helps producers manage margins in periods of low milk prices, which is now. There's a new provision that changes the Class 1 fluid milk price formula under the federal order. It no longer will be subject to the higher class 3, class 4 price. Under the bill, the monthly Class 1 price would be the average of Class 3 and Class 4 plus 74 cents. How in the hell they come up with these numbers? It's craziness. The dairy forward pricing program extended to Class 2, 3, and 4 milk for the next 4 years. It allows producers to voluntarily enter into forward price contracts. So what you're doing is betting against yourself, in a sense, but you're saying, okay, I think that we're only going to go this high. Well, let's say the price of milk goes sky high. You're going to screw yourself, but a lot of these farmers are in such tough shape, they need to get it on the come. They need to get as much as they can now. So that's why they're signing on to this. So it's sort of averaging out what you think the price is going to be for the next 4 years. Another key provision, a new healthy fluid milk incentive program designed to educate nutritional assistance programs, government programs, USDA programs, that kind of stuff. I mean, you can see if you understand this new farm bill and even try to understand the dairy portion of it, you understand how much the government is involved here. I guess they're trying to help, like putting more milk into the school meal program. There's a special milk program for children, and then there's a special one for adults and the care programs they may be involved in. 90,000 schools and institutions feed 30 million children every year using the school meal program. So having more milk available, I guess, makes more sense. But then there's one other problem here that's being addressed. That is labeling standards for dairy food products. The FDA had been absent in enforcement of its own food standards, and thus competition from the non-dairy milk or liquid, whatever that crap is really kind of making a mess, a mockery, actually, of the National Milk Producers Federation's efforts to get the FDA to bring, you know, let's get away from this stuff that isn't mammary-based and get a focus on milk, 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 and have that become more competitive. Anyway, so a lot of things happening because of the new farm bill, but the margins and the, even though modest growth, the prediction is for things to get better, and that's what I wanted you to know. I want farmers, family farmers, to stay in dairying. It's a wonderful, just a great American reality. You go by a lot of these great dairy farms, and you see the pastures for just go on forever. I just love seeing that. Vermont, Eastern Massachusetts, parts of New York State, Pennsylvania, great. Wisconsin, great dairy states. All right, 15 past the hour. In a moment, we're going to meet two people who are involved in this Pure Farm and Pure Water campaign in North Carolina. Stand by for that next on the American Family Farmer. One of the most exciting things about this time of year, maybe it's from the beginning of the year, is the power of making a healthy choice to lose weight. The collagen is what your body really needs, the protein that you need, and that's why Calitrin is so helpful.
Yes, sir. You know, this is a great time to really commit to yourself, and right now we have a huge special. It's perfect if you have over 20 pounds to lose, or maybe you want to split it with a friend. But when you buy a proven 90-day supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, when you buy a proven 90-day supply, you're going to get a 90-day supply absolutely free.
So give your body what it needs. Collagen, stop producing it when you're in your 20s, late 20s, early 30s, so you need to supplement. So Calitrin, lose the weight, keep it off. Go to toploss.com, buy the 90-day supply, and then you get another 90 days free. Use the DJV code for the special deal at toploss.com. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. MyPillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com. The American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you now to Soren Rundquist, who is from the Environmental Working Group, Director of Spatial Analysis, and Will Hendrick, who is a staff attorney, manager of North Carolina Pure Farms and Pure Waters campaign, here to talk about the poultry industry and where we're going with the use of water when it comes to growing, not just poultry, I suppose, but beef. There's a lot of conversation about that. Let's introduce you to Soren, first of all. Soren is a fellow from Northwest Iowa. How did a nice fellow like you end up working in North Carolina? I'm not suspicious, obviously. Tell me about you.
Well, I'm actually located in the Twin Cities area of Minnesota.
Oh,
so we're
okay.
Working remotely in concert with Will in who's located in North Carolina. So,
all right. So Will is Will Hendrick, who is the working with the Waterkeeper Alliance staff attorney. So what is the Waterkeeper Alliance, Will? How are you involved? We're going to get into the nitty-gritty of what's going on in this particular area, but what does the Waterkeeper Alliance do?
We're the largest and fastest growing nonprofit devoted solely to clean water in the globe. And I get the pleasure of working with environmental advocates that are housed at local organizations from the mountains to the coast in the state of North Carolina on this campaign that you mentioned, our Pure Farms, Pure Waters campaign, which addresses various threats to water quality.
And what kind of farms are we talking about? I mentioned poultry. Are we talking about dairy? Are we talking about beef? And remember, in terms of this program, we're here to help farmers make their lot in life better and farms better for the people that are using our products. So we'll inveigle that into the conversation. What's the big problem here?
So in North Carolina, our primary concern are concentrated animal feeding operations and the waste management practices that they engage in. And I think that it is really notable that the family farmers that are engaged in livestock production in North Carolina are kind of left on their own when it comes to support from their integrators. Their contracts don't give them any resources to help with waste management. And we see the effects. And I share your interest in working with those producers to try to identify additional funding sources since the integrators aren't really helping them out.
Well, they're not. This is where what happened. I don't think a lot of people know, Will and Soren, how this works. They just go to the store and they buy Purdue chicken, and okay, so I got. And you see the ads on TV. We don't grow any chicken with hormones and stuff, but they really don't own the farms. Or the people that grow the poultry or whatever are all independent contractors that are hired, if you will, contracted to grow the chicken in this circumstance. So it isn't, is it or isn't it up to Tyson? They say, well, we don't feed any, there's nothing bad going into our chickens, but what are they doing about the other things, I think, is the question here that we'll address. 21 after the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Around the country, growing, trying to make their lots better, and new activities in the world of farming. How do you save your farm? What's the right market for your farm? All of those things become part of our discussion every week on the American Family Farmer. Focus now on how to regulate or how to deal with or work in the area where there hasn't been good management or good policy, maybe a little of both in the area of water usage, as poultry has expanded greatly in the Carolinas, down in that mid-central south region. We have with us Soren Rundquist, who is from the Environmental Working Group, and Will Hendrick, who is a lawyer with the Pure Farms and Pure Water campaign. So we're talking about poultry and how it's done. I think most farmers, hopefully at this point, know how this actually works, the difference between the factory farms and what goes on some of the, and I'm not going to say more legitimate because that may not be fair, but the stuff that's better in my mind is the stuff that comes from open grazed, whether it's cattle, whether it's chickens, you know, open, what they call it, free range. But that's not what we're talking about here. Those farms are not the problem. The problem are these farms that are going through 35,000 chickens every 6 to 8 weeks. And what happens at the end of that process is the barns get pushed, get cleaned out, and the manure gets piled. I mean, why is this something new? Because of the size, Will, of these farms? Because we've all been spreading manure for a long time, and it hasn't really hampered what, you know, it hasn't raised a red flag, but now it seems to be, and I believe it's because of the size of these operations as much as anything else. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely right, Doug. The problem isn't fertilization. The problem isn't farming. The problem is that too much manure is generated when in too small a space for the land to assimilate the nutrients. Poultry operations in North Carolina are at this point the largest and fastest growing source of livestock nutrients. And much of that production, that waste production, happens in concentrated watersheds. And that is the problem is that there are multiple counties in North Carolina where there is far more manure than is needed to support crop growth in farmland acreage.
This is a hog operations as well. If you go through all of the focus that's been at Massachusetts, was in the Supreme Court last month because there was a rendering during a referendum in Massachusetts, an election I think the year before last, where we voted to not have the kind of caged animal realities, and so some group sued somebody else in front of the Supreme Court, and they basically said, you know, you can't, these people ought to be able to, if they want to run their state that way, they ought to be able to run their state that way. And so there's more attention being given to this sort of thing, even though more and more, as we are saying, family farmers are doing it right, but the big corporate outfits, you know, the Chinese control the largest pork-producing outfit in the country. They don't give a damn about anything except making money, right?
I think that's true, and we see the impacts in North Carolina, where you're right, where the largest pork producer, Smithfield, contracts with the vast majority of the producers, and Smithfield owns the animals, dictates the conditions of their confinement, you know, dictates everything that goes into that animal in terms of feed and pharmaceuticals, but then completely leaves the producer, the farmer, out to dry when it comes to how to handle that waste.
Yep.
And that's really the problem.
It is the problem. All right, so now we've outlined the problem. We'll go to Soren and to Will to see what they think is the fix for the problem. How can, and again, the focus in most of the circumstances here, we talk about the family farm, what to do to be better. This just tells you what not to do, much as anything else. So we'll continue on the American Family Farmer. It's 28 past the hour.
And caller number 9 for $1 million. Rita, complete this quote. Life is like a box of...
Oh, I know this one. Chocolate.
You're cutting out, Rita. We need your answer.
Oh, my goodness. Life is like a box of chocolate.
Oh, sorry. That's not what we were looking for. On to caller number 10.
Gosh.
Bad network got you glitched out of luck? Switch to Boost Mobile, super reliable, super fast nationwide network, and get 4 lines, each with unlimited gigs, for just $100 a month. Plus, get 4 free phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 4/15/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires 1 line to port in. Video streams set up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 gigabits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. ADD prioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track, and they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump currently sitting across from the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for a second summit, this time in Hanoi, Vietnam, where when it began, the president told Kim he believes the North, quote, has tremendous economic potential. Earlier, he told Vietnamese officials their country serves as an inspiration to Kim.
We got off Air Force One last night, and I drove down the boulevards, and I saw all of the buildings under construction and how Vietnam is thriving.
Back home, President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen's testifying before a House Oversight Committee that Trump knew about a meeting between Donald Trump Jr. and Russian representatives in 2016, a meeting that was aimed at getting compromising information about then-presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Trump tweeting from Vietnam this morning that Cohen is a liar. And this is USA Radio News.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. We'll even install your new blades while you wait. See better and drive safer. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $70 on the Epson EcoTank 2750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $30.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Hence 3219, see associate for details.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi, did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi, you have high cholesterol. Hi, you're fine.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi, there's no more pain.
Even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road, go walking around the bend, lay by the river, climb up in the barn.
Farming, the food that we're eating. What's going on in your family? What are you teaching more and more people as we get close to really understanding what the problems are? You look at the info, America is on the list of healthy, happy families, number 35 on the list, instead of our lives being the life, the existence that we have and our life expectations going down instead of up, which is pretty much against the curve. But it's because of eating crap from places like we're describing here in North Carolina, these huge farms raising poultry and hogs, the waste that's around. It's a concern here of the Environmental Working Group and lawyer Will Hendrick and Soren Rundquist, who's the director of spatial analysis there. It just, we're killing ourselves eating this crap. And they, you know, they say in their advertising, we don't give our chickens any hormones. Well, what do you give them? That'd be, that's a great, I've been in and out of these places. I remember both of you may be interested in this. I went into one of these farms down in Pennsylvania a few years ago, and the farmer, I was buying a tractor actually from him, and he was showing me his operation, and he was very proud of the new buildings that he just put up, and he's raising 34,000-35,000 chickens in these buildings every 2-3 months, and he showed me what happened. You know, they have bobcats to clean out the place after the chickens are slaughtered. They clean the whole place out with they just take everything and throw it into a pile and spread it. And they got a lot of, they have huge fields around, but none of the stuff that they grow there locally is being fed to the chickens because they're bringing in all of this grain and stuff, that's treated from mostly Cargill. And so, you're not helping your own circumstance. And I think that's one of the things Will is talking about. Soren, if you would, please tell us what the Environmental Working Group is all about for those who may not know. And what is your area of spatial analysis? What's that all about?
Sure. Yeah. So the Environmental Working Group is a national environmental advocacy organization which seeks to empower people to live healthier lives and within a healthier environment. And my capacity at the Environmental Working Group as a spatial analysis is kind of looking at data points within some geography. For example, on the study Will and I did for North Carolina, a lot of these poultry operations are not permitted within the state, so it's relatively unknown as to where these facilities exist. And using high-resolution aerial photography and satellite imagery, we are able to document this growth temporally at various years and establish more or less a baseline in a data set to, document this industry to, give the general public as well as the state advocacy organizations and other farmers some transparency into where these facilities exist.
So, why is it that North Carolina seems to be such a popular place for this kind of activity? Either of you can jump in on that. Will, you're maybe closer to it. So, why is North Carolina?
I think it has to do a lot with the regulatory environment and the decisions made by our leaders in Raleigh. The hog industry was the first to move to this factory farming model with confinement. It was largely due to the work of a legislator, a gentleman by the name of Wendell Murphy, who kind of paved the way for that move away from the small family farm to this large factory farm. In 1982, all but one county, and there are 100 counties in North Carolina, all but one had at least some commercial hog production. By 1997, that industry had almost entirely concentrated in the coastal plain where Mr. Murphy was from, because he was buying out the small guys and out competing folks and then limiting their access to market. And it wasn't then long after that the poultry industry saw the regulatory environment that he, after he went to Raleigh and became an elected legislator, created. Yep. That paved the way for them to do the same thing.
It's the same old story, whether it's local or national. Look at all these bums from Monsanto. They got into the FDA and the USDA. You see it in the insurance business. You see it in all these businesses. These people that are at the top, the guy that was running the EPA was like the number, not EPA, but I forget whether it was USDA or FDA, was the number three guy at Monsanto. What the hell do you think is going to happen when these guys go over there? There's like the old proverbial fox in the henhouse. They change the regulations to suit themselves, and then they go back to work for the companies that they came from originally. And they talk about, I'm going to be a public servant. I'm going to go help everybody. Bull crap. They're helping themselves, and that's it. So Anyway, there's not a pretty picture that comes out of any of those things. And I don't know, you know, it's the same old story. Why isn't something done? Why aren't the regulations passed? Why aren't the laws passed that limits the ability of these bums to come from their companies into regulatory environments, change everything, and then go back? There's no legislative oversight that amounts to beans when it comes to this stuff. I think without sort of overcooking what goes on locally here, these are, even if there are different situations that are presented by, let's say, the impact of floods and hurricanes and all of that stuff, wherever these big, huge agribusinesses exist, there's a problem. Everywhere. You can drive across the southern route from if you're going across the southern part of our country on Interstate 10, and you are driving into El Paso, let's say you're heading eastbound, and you are 10, 12 miles outside of El Paso, you can smell. There are four farms along the interstate that have 5,000 to 10,000 cows in each one of them. You can smell the manure 10 miles away if the wind's blowing in the right direction. And that's just not right. That's not farming. And yet it takes guys like you to be beating the drum. And we have to, you know, you're 501c3, so you want to get donations. This is Americans fighting against Americans. I'm off on my toot now. But, you know, that's kind of where I come from. So what do we do? I said, we'll find, you know, what's the way of, do we have to use a hammer on this? Or how do we fix the problem? Will, let's go back to you.
Well, I think the first step to solving any problem is recognizing that it exists. And that's why it's so critical that we have partners like Environmental Working Group that can help us bring transparency to an industry that often operates in secrecy, that can shine a light on the problem so that more members of our polity, more citizens in North Carolina can tell those elected leaders that they're not doing good enough to protect North Carolinians.
How about this as a way of looking at it, gentlemen? If we are able to convince regulators, or maybe more legislators than regulators, that the environment for the chickens, for the hogs is much better, and it ought to be that at the end of the day we're talking about much better for the consumers, and in doing that it's better for the land, all of these things we're talking about, is it realistic or unrealistic to expect that if we put enough pressure, the big companies are not going to like anymore because they can't make the kind of money, and the process will revert back to the family farmer so that things are done more in accordance with what makes sense? Is that too much to ask for? Soren, you can take a shot at that if you want.
No, I don't think it is. I think that, you know, in this consumer-based economy, you know, the more education that consumers have regarding, you know, how their meat or whatever they're consuming is produced and that impact on the environment is, you know, in some cases exacerbated by, you know, existing in concert with other, you know, environmental impactors, I think that that's going to drive the change.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it'll drive the change. Can the family farmers exist or survive long enough to still be in operation while we push this stuff around and through the system? Are you hopeful that we can reverse this fairly quickly?
Yeah, I hope so. But I think there it's going to take a little more teeth from, you know, the state level to, you know,
Well, let's put it this way. In many states, North Carolina probably being one of them, a lot of the people who are locavores, I refer to the people that listen to this program, the family farmers, the people running family farm businesses, and the locavores that use our product. They are being heard, whether they don't have the money or the resources, but they are, you know, they're talking about what's good for their families. But yet, if you look at the stats that I was talking about a half hour ago, how it is that we are falling way behind in terms of our own health, you know, it doesn't look like we're winning. Soren?
Yeah, it does seem like a tough hill to climb. But
all
again,
right,
you know, sorry, go ahead.
No, I want you to finish. Go ahead.
But yeah, the more we can educate and, you know, shed light and onto this industry and its impacts environmentally on public health and the surrounding environment, I think it at some point, you know, we'll be at a point of no return in which we have to make some serious changes and go back to the more sustainable routes for harvesting animals.
Mm-hmm. I wonder about the one of the things here is what we do with the manure. That becomes a big factor in this, but the amount of water that's used, there are lots of ways of doing it more intelligently than we are. Let's wrap this up in a moment, gentlemen. Thank you. Hold on a second. I'm going to help people listening to this program lose weight. If you are, if over the years you have put on weight and you don't feel like you're losing it the way you want to be healthy, here's the right way to get healthy. Use Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It is the natural weight loss formula that actually works. No stimulants, no drugs, no crash diets. Calitren is the all-natural healthy choice to help you lose weight and lose it safely and keep it off. That's what you want to do. The folks at Calitren have been in business, family business, 32 years. They have proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is a fabulous way for you to lose weight and keep it off. It's also because the main ingredient is collagen. It's great for your joints. You sleep better at night. Energy is great because collagen gives your body the ability, once you stop producing collagen naturally when you're in your 30s and you get into your 40s and you're starting to put on weight, so you supplement with Calitren, which the main ingredient is collagen, and your body starts to produce again on its own the way to lose the weight. The collagen helps you create more healthy lean muscle and push the fat out. That's how you lose the weight, and you keep it off by staying on the program. So go to toploss.com. Toploss.com is the website for Calitren. Take 50% off. Yep. You're going to buy a 90-day supply of Calitren, get another 90 days, because it takes about 6 months to really get into the fold anyway. So they give you three at the regular price. Three more months are free with the Calitren program. You can't help but be successful. Go to toploss.com. Get the discount, and also, you got to remember to use the DJV code to get the discount, but also enjoy the benefits of losing the weight and keeping it off. Calitren at toploss.com.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advantastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so I'm going to the website, ewg.org and waterkeeper.org, so that you can see what's going on. I can hear some of the folks listening to the program say, these guys are a bunch of do-gooders, they don't know what they're talking about. Well, I think they do know what they're talking about, and it's the way that it is put together that benefits those who are not only growing the product, using the product, but the end result, what it does to our bodies. And this does create pollution because the stuff is drier than, and I don't want to get into the weeds too much here, pardon the pun, but the stuff is drier so it blows around more. It isn't heavy because there's so much sawdust mixed in with all of this. But the carcasses, you know, the dead animals and what they do with them as they're processing them, all that stuff gets mixed together. It's kind of all organic. Unless they shoot them up with hormones, which a lot of them do. And so if it was applied properly to the land, it would be a different story, but it isn't. And that's really kind of the problem. The problem is these big companies, and we just have to keep railing against them. So thanks for your work, Søren Rundqvist from the Environmental Working Group, and Will Hendrick, who is the staff attorney with the North Carolina Pure Farm and Pure Water Campaign. Go to ewg.org and waterkeeper.org for more information on how this may impact you and your area. It's 10 before the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. The podcast is at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The current podcast, the most recent one, has a discussion of the good and bad when it comes to government assistance. I'm chuckling because in the app is a story about a dating service for cows, which may find more interest than anything else. It's just kind of a fun thing, but it's a way of getting breeding stock together. That's really what it's all about, getting the right breeding stock on the male and female side so that what you're producing is the best that you can out of the cows that you have. But the news media has referred to it as a dating app for cows. Also on the current podcast that's just been put up at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, Gene Bauer, who's the president of the Farm Sanctuary. That sanctuary movement is growing. His sanctuary founded to combat the abuses of factory farming. The same stuff that we talk about. That's what our fodder is here in the American Family Farmer. And Farm Sanctuary is the largest and most effective farm animal rescue and protection organization in the country. And so they deserve attention, whether you agree with them all the time or not. It's ideas, folks. You don't have to agree or disagree. What I'm trying to present are ideas. I have a focus on the news at the beginning. Then we have an interview with people that are aiming to help out. If you want the help, take it. Use the ideas. If you don't, forget about it. And then there is a portion of the program that deals with my thoughts, my comments, which I'm going to actually get to in a minute here on this week's edition. The podcast that I'm talking about that's been organized for your listening environment, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Every week we do a new one. And so I want to talk in a moment about what some groups are saying regarding the farmers who are getting the money, the subsidies. Subsidies in the focus right after this.
Here's a deal from Sprint that you won't want to miss. Right now, when you switch to Sprint, we'll give you $50 on a prepaid MasterCard for each new phone you lease. The card is issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Just register for the card online and you're good to go. That's right, $50 for each new phone you lease when you bring your number to Sprint. And when you get a new iPhone, you get an incredible new iPad for $99, plus a $100 prepaid MasterCard. Make the switch today, and don't miss all the other great deals you'll find waiting for you on Sizzling Sprint Saturday. Join us March 2nd at your local Sprint store. Cards require 60 days of service before card ships. iPad 6th Gen 32GB, $417 per month after $15 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit applied within two bills. Requires new line on qualifying plan. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Taxes due at sale. Offer not available everywhere, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit CreditKarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
The American Family Farmer Show, American, the podcasting and AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You need that show, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. So I noticed this week that some of the groups that represent the huge corn growers, soybean growers, wheat growers, cotton growers, complaining about not getting enough subsidies. You know, these guys really have got a nerve. They really have got a nerve. How dare you? The plight of the American family farmer, yes, not enough. We're going to load up everybody on subsidies. The money in the farm bill doesn't go anywhere near as well or as much as it should, equivalency-wise, to the family farmer, just more to the big, huge farmers that don't need it, don't deserve it. Farmers are facing a financial crisis. The news media gets it wrong. It's the family farmer that faces a financial crisis, not the huge agribusinesses. They cherry-pick data. And the farm interest groups, the big ones like the American Farm Bureau, they're all about the huge farmers. So they're asking for more subsidies, $20 billion a year going to these bums. This is not going to the family farmer. And you see farm interest groups out there with the same approach. They give lots of money to the politicians so they get their way, lobbying here, there, and everywhere. If you take a broader look at the data, however, you see that farmers, the big ones, aren't facing a crisis. The little ones are. And that's who I'm standing up for, the American Family Farmer, here on the American Family Farmer Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.